beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, the Saved by the Bell podcast, where I have a friend come over, watch an episode with me, and then we pick it apart piece by piece. And I'm super psyched about today's guest, my friend Sean O'Connor.
Hey.
And because you're equally as obsessed with the show as I am.
It's one of my favorite shows ever.
Okay,
and
good.
I was really happy when you said what episode we were watching, because it is one of my favorite episodes.
Oh, it worked out perfectly. Well, the episode that we just watched is called Fake IDs. And the original air date was October 19th, 1991. And now what I need you to do is give a short synopsis of the plot, just like four or five sentences, and then we'll really get into it.
Okay, so it's Zach meets a college girl who's having car troubles.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, hey, why don't you come to this over 18 dance club? And Zach's like, well, that's perfect because I am over 18. Screech makes fake IDs. His mom goes to see Peter, Paul, and Mary,
yeah.
And then it all gets wrapped up at the end.
That was beautiful. Now, this, I gotta say, it's also one of my favorite episodes as well, so this is gonna work out good. The episode starts off in the Max. That's how it opens, as many of them do.
Yeah, and this episode, it uses most of the things you think of when you think of Saved by the Bell.
Oh, totally.
It has cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
It has A.C. Slater sitting backwards on a chair.
Yeah. Yes.
It has the Max. It has Mr. Belding not being a principal, but a teacher.
But teaching them photography, too, like a really specialized class.
Yeah, which is so great. They're like, we are not going to hire anyone else.
Yeah.
Mr.
No,
Belding,
no, no.
Yeah, he likes photography.
He'll teach a photography class, which also, well, we'll get to that. But yes, you know that they're going to be in a photography class because in the very opening scene when they're in the Max, they're all sitting at a table and Screech is holding an insanely expensive camera.
Oh, yeah.
Like what people who shoot for Getty Images and shit have.
Yeah, and he's not even holding it for a reason.
Mm-mm.
He's holding it up to A.C. Slater's nose.
Yes.
To make a joke.
Yeah, but that also made me think, who bought this camera? Is it supplied to them? Because they're taking photography, do they all get handed out like the most insane top-of-the-line expensive cameras to use?
No, because then later on, when the plan comes into action,
oh, yeah.
It's basically a disposable camera.
That's true. Like, instead of using this like paparazzi insane zoom lens, they're like, let's get a disposable camera. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is, it's so big.
Yeah, it's so nice and big and super expensive. And yeah, they're all sitting around the table being like, what are we going to do? We all have this big photography project, like, what are we going to take pictures of? And then that's when Slater goes, he starts to describe, he's like, I saw, you know, these flowers in my yard. They were beautiful, like, describes flowers. And then Zach and Screech are basically like, fag. Like, they just look at him like, what?
Yeah, come on, A.C. Slater.
Yeah.
That's not who you are.
And he has to be like, oh, I mean, muscles or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, he has
your cars? It's a car or your babes?
Yeah. Yeah, like, he has to immediately be like, I wasn't talking about flowers. And Zach's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then he looks up. And then that's when the hot college shit comes in.
The vision of beauty that is.
Hey, and how do you know she's in college?
She's wearing a sweatshirt.
Yes.
This is USC.
Which is what you do every day when you're in college.
And it's not just a sweatshirt. It's like kind of cut off, so it's a little bit sexier than
a high school girl. Oh, it's
totally
flash danced.
Yeah.
It's all flash danced out. It's all cut off. But it's like this giant USC, like, she might as well be wearing one of those name tags. It's like, hi, my name is in college.
And she has one of the most spectacularly fake names.
Oh,
Danielle Gordon.
Yeah, Danielle Gordon. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's almost like they just had a name book and pointed at two things. I love
totally. And she comes in, and yeah, so Zach's like, oh my God, she's hot, and like runs up to her and starts taking pictures of her with that insane like paparazzi camera.
And she's like, oh my God, you must be an adult.
But yeah, but instead of just being like, what? That's super weird.
But he did say, hi, I'm Zach Morris.
Right, that's true.
So,
and of course, he is super hot. Like, if he'd have come, I'd been like, oh, I'm on board with this.
This is one of, like, this is the season where he got muscular.
He got, yes. Last episode, I talked about that, too. I'm like, all of a sudden, he is, like, he has arms.
Yeah, he's, like, ripped and
tall. Yeah.
Like, when they said, you're 16, I'm like, no, he's not. Mm. Like, no 16-year-old's allowed to have muscles
like
that.
He, Yeah, they're in between whatever. Well, the order is all crazy and whack anyway, so it's like I'm never sure what's right because Netflix says one thing, the internet says another. But whatever, in between these two seasons, he did have like a huge growth spurt. Like he totally looks like 14 in the last season, and then this one, it's like he's all beefy and hot.
Yeah. Yeah. He is all like because this is, I guess, supposed to be their like sophomore year or maybe junior.
I don't know that either.
But they're saying 2 years.
Oh, well, because we forgot to point out. I guess it hasn't happened yet. When she says, meet me in the attic, and he comes back and sits down, and Slater says to Screech, well, Zach's only 16.
Oh, yeah. It's like
you guys don't know how old each other are?
Yeah, he said, that's an over 18 dance club, and Zach's only 16. That is, I think, going back and watching Saved by the Bell, the thing you most realize is it seems like it was translated from Russian.
Yeah. To spell everything out to non-native English speakers.
All exposition.
Yeah, completely.
Like, Zach's mom is like, my favorite singing group from the 60s.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Why can't you just say my favorite band?
Yeah, you wouldn't spell all of that out so much. Yeah. But yeah, he tells his best... Screech is supposed to have been his best friend since they were like 5. But he tells Screech how old he is.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure Screech would be like, yeah, I know that. Like, we're the same age.
Exactly. We are all 16.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
maybe not you, A.C. Slater, because you've been kicked out of so many schools.
Yeah, and you're like roided out. But yeah, so... Anyway, I'm sorry. I skipped ahead. So he goes... Danielle Gordon is trying to use the payphone because she has a flat tire. And we did make note of the extra who's on the payphone having the time of his life.
Yeah, getting off that payphone isn't even an option
for him. He's having the most animated conversation in the history of the world.
Fully turned around looking into the camera. It is fantastic extra work. At one point, he licks his lips seductively as if he's having phone sex on a payphone.
At the max! In the middle of the day at the max. He's just full on having phone sex. But yeah, he is. He's like looking right at the camera, really hamming it up. And so she's like, come on, I need to use a phone. And he's like, hold on. And runs and gets his cell phone. Now, I feel like this is an opportunity. Again, he's still one of like the first people on Earth to have a phone. Like, she should have been like, you have a fucking cell phone?
Yeah, she acted like it was so normal.
No reaction at all.
Yeah, it was so weird. And she was like, oh, of course. Well, thank you.
Instead of being like, I've never met anyone else yet who has one of these.
And it's this is just so convenient for me right now. Mm-hmm. I get to finally use a cell phone.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I know how to use because I use them all the time.
Right. She just immediately starts dialing instead of being like, I've never held one of these before. What's going on? Yeah, she's just like, okay, yeah, business as usual.
And everyone else at the Max is totally cool with cell phone just being whipped out. Like, the guy on the payphone is just like,
oh, my God.
Excuse me, I'm trying to come.
In the middle of this public restaurant. Excuse me, I'm trying to.
I think he's subtle about it. I know coming's not guaranteed. Yeah. Sorry, sweetheart.
But yeah, so she's like, okay, thanks. You know, whatever. Calls AAA, whatever. Oh, well, when she's on the phone being like, I have a flat tire, that's when Zach's like, I can fix your flat tire, hangs up, goes outside.
And I assume he just lifted the car because he's so
much. With his newfound arms. He has that, like, mom whose kid is stuck under a car adrenaline, lifts it. And then, so he, I guess, fixes her car because he comes back in, like, I guess a few minutes past, he comes back in. And that's when Slater says, hey, what's the matter? Did she dump you?
Yeah, like, he just met her. Like, it's not even a good insult if it was, like, trying to be an insult.
No, not at all. Like, it makes... Yeah, that's why I wrote it down, because it's like, they met, like, 10 minutes ago. How could he get dumped? They're not, like, dating.
He could have had a great 16-year-old callback. What, did you find out you were 16?
Yeah,
you 16-year-old?
Yeah.
He's 16, Screech.
Yeah, exactly.
Just keep bringing it up.
Remember?
He's 16.
But no, that's when he goes... No, the opposite, Slater. You know, we're going to meet at the attic on tomorrow night or whatever. And then that's when he's like, oh, the attic, you have to be 18. And we are all 16, guys.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But then it takes them literally 2 seconds to come up with a plan.
Oh, completely. Like, they're like, yeah, but photography class, da-da. And then that's, you know, he's like, we're going to totally make fake IDs in photography class.
Which is my true problem with the episode.
Uh-huh.
Is they didn't have the internet to look up how to make fake IDs.
Nope.
they don't show you how they made fake nope. IDs. It's just there's like a, I'm not into photography, but there's that.
Well, the tray, that's the thing, is the very next scene, cut to them in photography class developing pictures in a brightly lit classroom.
Oh yeah, it is their dark room is a bright room.
Totally brightly lit, not even like the red light, like in no way would pictures ever be able to be developed in this environment.
And it's just a wet tray.
Yeah, they're just
with IDs in it. It's like they really pull this together quickly.
It's just a wet tray with identification cards floating in it.
Floating in it. And then like he pulls it out and then Zach's like, 54 years old? Come on, Screech.
I can't. It's a wet tray with IDs floating in it. It is true because, okay, I did take photography in high school. And yeah, those wet trays are like, that's like the final part of the development process. But of course, you're only developing a photograph, which will then, you know, whatever, you take an X-Acto knife to it, I guess, put it on the part of the fake ID that has your information, and then you laminate. Like, it's a multi-step process.
Yeah, and their step was, they didn't even show them taking the picture.
No!
It was just like, bam, cut, here they are, and they're wet.
Because yeah, you would have at least, even after putting it all, like you'd have to take it to Kinko's to get it laminated or something.
Yeah, like let's just assume since one of their like students has a cell phone, they have a laminating machine.
Oh, I guess that's true. That's true. They would probably have access to that.
But we didn't see them go
to
that.
We didn't see any of that process.
We didn't see them take a picture. We didn't see them cut it. Mm-mm. We didn't see them develop it.
Nothing.
Just wet. Right. it's kind of weird. And like Screech nailed this instantly. Yeah. He knows how to make fake IDs, but screws up their age.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I also got a fake ID in high school. When I was 17, I wanted to see Blur play at an 18 and over venue. So I got a fake ID just to make me 18 because I don't drink and I didn't drink even in high school. So I was like, I don't care about being 21. And I also thought, I even in that case was like, if you make me 21, that'll make it look extra fake.
Yeah.
So I was like, just make me 18. And I forget the place I went. My mom took me to do this because she didn't give a shit. She's like, I know you're not going to try to drink. And I can't remember, but we went to a place. It was like a Kinko's. It wasn't a king, but it was the weirdest, sketchiest place because it was like a government. I'm doing air quotes. It was like a government ID. Like, it wasn't a fake driver's license. It was the most suspect form of ID you could like legally get.
It was like basically an ID that you would get when you were 16. Yeah. But not a driver's license.
Yeah, but just to have an ID card.
It's just like, I'm a resident.
Yeah,
like.
It was. Yeah, totally. And even though I went to this place and like my mom paid and we got it was the fakest looking thing of all time. To where if that place I bought that from made something that fake, I can't imagine what these look like. They might have been drawn in like crayon or something.
Oh, it had to be awful. I had a fake ID when I was 20 years old so I could do a weekly show in New York because it was 21 plus.
Right, right.
And like occasionally they would just let you go in and not check your ID.
Right.
And I remember I bought the fake ID and it was like $75. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh man, that sucks. And we went to Rafifi and showed them the ID. And the guy at the door, Richie, was like, I'm from Delaware. This is the fakest thing.
No!
He's like, don't insult my intelligence. Just come in.
Oh, he let you in anyway. Okay, that's
like,
good.
Wait a second. So I just spent $75.
Yeah, just blew $75. Yeah. Oh, that sucks. Yeah, with mine, the guy kind of did the same thing. Like, I remember going into the show and, like, being nervous. And the guy was like, I mean, he pretty much was like, I can tell this is fake, but since you're not trying to drink, like, I'll let you in anyway. So it was the same kind of thing where I was like, I didn't even need to buy this.
Which, by the way, 18 is such a weird age to a cutoff.
Because
21 makes sense.
Yeah.
But just put the X's on the hands.
Exactly.
There you go. Everything's fixed.
And then, exactly. I ended up being so, and that was the only time, it was like a month before I was going to turn 18 anyway. But I mean, it's Blur. Like, obviously, I'm like, I'm going to pay the money to go see these people. But yeah, overall, it was totally not worth it and I didn't need it, but.
And that's why that's a confusing thing, is that this over 18 dance club, because Saved by the Bell had to be like wholesome.
Yeah.
They couldn't be 21 plus. They're not going
there's
in there
no
to
temptation
drink.
Of drinking or anything. Of
they
course.
They're just going there
of course.
For girls.
Right.
And to kiss.
Right. Which we'll get to the end, obviously. But because I'm thinking, okay, if I'm a mom, like if I'm a mom and I find out my kid's just sneaking out to go to an over 18 dance club, like I wouldn't even care.
What
I would not even care.
Her kid gets away with everything.
He's literally like kidnapped people before, yeah. But she's all butthurt because he went to a dance club.
Yeah. This is the one time Zach gets his comeuppance, and he's just done nothing but sociopath.
Hi, everybody. This is April speaking to you from space year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years. 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy, play until your heart's content, leave comments, see the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside.